B'dvach, we hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lila Nishmas, Abi Mori, Rav Hillel, B'meir, Chel Mechel, Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. We are in Sefer Shmuel Bet, and we are up to Perek Daled. Vayishma ben Shaul, Kimeis Avner Bechevron. So Shaul's son, Ishboshes, who seems to be only referred to as Shaul's son, for a very important reason, which we'll discuss in today's Nachyomi, a deeper look. And so he hears that Avner died in Hebron. Vayirpu Yadav, his hands became very feeble. The Chol Yisrael Nifhalo, everyone was dismayed. They were puzzled over the situation. And Shnei Anashim, Shnei Sari Gedudim, Hayu Bein Cho'ul. There were two people who were the heads of the troops for the son of Shaul, right? In other words, they were appointed once Avner was out of the picture. And who were these people? Echad Bana, Vasheni Rechav, the two's names, one was Bana, and one was Rechav, Bnei Rimon HaBeirosi. They were son of Rimon Beirosi, who was Mibnei Binyamin, from the children of Binyamin, which is the group of the Shvatim, of Bishboshes as well. Kigam Beiros, Techad Shebal Binyamin, Beiros was also part of Binyamin. It was on the border. Not everyone agreed to belong to Binyamin, says the Radak, but this happens to be a proof that they had it. Vayivichu HaBeirosim, Gitaima, the people of Beiros fled to Gitaim, right? Vayusham Garim Adayom Hazeh, and they were living there over here. When did they run away? So Rashi explains, I'm sorry, the Radak explains, that when Shaul HaMelech died, everyone left their cities. That's the way we described it at the very end of Shmuel Aleph, and that's when the Beirosi ran away. In fact, he says there may have been difference between the Beirosi and Ishboshes, which led them to run away also. That there may have been a certain amount of disagreement and fighting. So, Lihonasan ben Shaul ben Necha Raglayim ben Chamesh Anim Haya Bevo Shmua Shaul Bihonasan Yisrael. Yehonasan, the son of Shaul, also had a son, who is the nephew of Ishboshes, who had a problem with his feet. He was handicapped, right? And so, when he was 5 years old, when Shaul and Yehonasan died, Batisaim Naso Batanos. And so his nurse carried him and she ran away. When she was trying to run away, she dropped him. He fell. And that's how he became lame. Ushmo Mephibosheth, that's how he became known as Mephibosheth. In that moment in time. Vayelchu b'nei Rimon ha-beirosi recha v'ubana. So the sons of Rimon, Bana and Rechav, came at the heat of the day when Ishboshes was resting. And they came inside the house, and they came in just appearing as people who are coming to buy wheat. In other words, not as the officers of the army. And they disguised themselves. Right, so what happened? They came inside the house and they struck and they killed him under the fifth rib. That seems to be the rib of choice because that's the place to get to the heart. And then they ran away, Rechav and Bana, and they ran away. And they came into the house and he was lying on his bed in his bedroom, and they hit him and they killed him. They killed him. After they killed Ishboshes, they went into the house to end his life. They cut his head off to bring it to David HaMelech, and he was already mortally wounded. And the Metzudas David says this is how the previous pasuk, this pasuk is describing how he killed him. And they went all through the night to get to David by Avius Rosh Ishboshes al David Chevron, and so they took the head of Ishboshes to David. He says, here is the head of Ishboshes, the son of Shaul, your enemy, Asher Bikeshes Nafshecha. You've already gotten your vengeance. As long as Hashem lives, ki hamagid li lemar hinei mei Shaul, v'hu Tiklag. He says, whoever says, look, Shaul's dead, and was in his own eyes, he thought he was bringing good news, I killed him. Remember in Perek Aleph, we learned that Perek Aleph of Shmuel Bet, the Amaliki came along, who may have been Doi Ka'adomi, according to Rashi's Medrash, And he says, I killed him. He thought he was giving me good news. And now you're coming along and telling me you killed an innocent man. He says, what do you think? I'm not going to hold you accountable. I killed him, right? I killed him. And he thought he was doing something right. He thought that Shaul was already dying and he was fulfilling the message. You think I'm not going to come after you? So David commanded the young man and they killed him. And they cut off their hands and their feet. And then they hung them beside the pool. And then they took the head of Ishbosheth and they buried it. They wanted to show that although Ishbosheth was the son of Shaul, David avenged his death. And they wanted the people to understand that this is not the proper way to go ahead and do things. And so in that process, says the Abba Abinel, that's why they did what they did. And they buried him in the Kever of Abner, which, as we pointed out earlier, is a place that you can visit in Hebron with the proper security. We'll stop here and we'll see what happens. There's still one final member of the Shaul HaMelech family. We'll see what happens when David finds out about Mephibosheth when we meet again tomorrow. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.